Now let's welcome our VIP from the cult classic Happy Endings and star of the new sitcom Benched, actress Eliza Coop. Thanks for joining us. I know that you don't live, you live out west now.
I do.
But you're originally from New Hampshire?
Yes.
What is what's the New Hampshire accent?
It's not great. It doesn't make you sound smart at all. You sound wicked freaking stupid. You do. Because it's like Massachusetts, but it's got like way more stupidness. So.
Now you are starring in your own show. Of course, everyone loved you as Dr. Denise in Scrubs.
Yep.
And as...
Thank you.
And Happy Endings had, like, such a huge, loyal fan base.
Wow. Okay.
But this time, you are front, center, lead. And how does that feel? Is that a lot of pressure, or you're like, yeah?
Yeah, it was a lot of, like, just, like, throwing up in my mouth for a little bit when I found out. It's amazing, but you don't realize that being like the lead of a show, you have to be there all the time and you have to be in like every scene, every single day. And it's not like you shoot like, you know, a nice 8-hour day. It's like 15 to 17 hours a day. And we were shooting 2 episodes at a time. So it was like I would just keep looking. I'm like, oh, there's my name. And there's my name again. And that's it. Okay. So I'm in all day. Okay. And by all day, I mean like till the wee hours of the next day.
But this is it. All the focus is on
you. I am the only child, sort of. Not really. There's a lot of great people in the cast. Let's not make it all about me. I mean, right now we'll make it all about me, but just know when you watch the show, there's really great people in it.
Okay, so we're going to give you your own Ask Me Another challenge a little later in the show. But right now, you are going to help us out with a game that is all about happy endings.
Yes.
Let's hear it for Eliza Coop, everybody. Let's meet our contestants, Jay Eppelman and Sam Compa.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
So if you had to give a story from your life a happy ending, how would you have it end? Sam?
Wake me up before you go-go.
Oh. Okay.
If it's a biopic or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want it to end on a really serious note where I'm passing away. It's my last breath. Credits, wake me up before you go-go.
Okay. A little Wham. I love
it's
a little
a
Wham.
They tell me you wouldn't enjoy that.
I would totally enjoy
you
that.
Would, yeah.
I like
idea.
That your happy ending ends with your death.
Yeah.
That's an interesting
yeah,
way to go.
It's a way to go.
Jay?
I'm going to say a surprise. Something I didn't even see coming.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. So you're a lazy writer, is what you're saying.
Yep.
No, that's good. I like that. Something that will be yet to happen. That's happy. Okay, so this game is called Only Happy Endings because the world is a depressing, dark place. So we are going to give you the happy ending version to some famous bummer movies. Okay, and you just have to guess what movie we're talking about. Eliza and I are going to alternate clues, so ring in when you know the answer, and the winner will move on to our Ask Me One More final round at the end of the show. Cornered by the authorities, mere yards from the edge of the Grand Canyon, two friends take each other's hands and make out. Then they zoom off to Vegas because same-sex marriage is legal in Nevada. Take that, Harvey Keitel. And Brad Pitt. Sam.
Milk? I should say I haven't seen it.
Milk is amazing.
I think I made a terrible mistake.
No. Nope.
This is what I'm getting.
You didn't make a terrible mistake. You made a very funny error.
I'll take it.
Jay?
I was going to say Milk 2.
Milk 2, the sequel, or Milk
2? Yeah, no,
two?
Milk 2.
Great minds think
alike.
I like Milk 2.
Is it 7?
Anybody out there?
Wow.
Thank you.
Thelma and Louise?
Good.
Nope.
Didn't see it?
Wow, sorry. Have you seen movies?
It's in my queue.
Just a general question.
It's in my quo.
Okay.
It's in my queue.
Quo.
Got it.
Okay, take it up.
Okay, oh, it's my turn.
Yeah, go for
okay.
it.
Okay. After escaping the hedge maze, Jack Torrance's agent calls to say that his novel is getting published after all. He uses his advance to buy the Overlook Hotel and fix that door with all those hatchet marks in it.
Sam.
The Shining.
Yes!
That's it.
Right, and then the hotel has those two evil twins, and they sell, like, red rum and coke, and it's, It's fun, right?
Yeah, that's right.
It's fun. Shining 2, even shinier.
It's good. No, I like that.
The alien enters his spaceship but returns shortly after with his suitcase and says, "Elliot, I will stay. I will lead planet Earth as a benevolent despot. Reese's Pieces for everyone." Sam.
E.T. the Extraterrestrial.
Yeah.
Wow, you said the whole thing.
Wanted to be thorough.
He could, it was from my amazing E.T. voice work. Right, didn't I sound?
Remarkable impression.
You did. You did. I got confused.
I know. You're like, is E.T. here?
Okay. Detective Mills frantically demands to know what's in the box that was just delivered to him in the desert, and his partner finally confirms it's a dozen delicious crullers. The handcuffed suspect explains, "Didn't I tell you to call me Joe Donuts?" John Donuts. I said that wrong.
Jay still knows it.
Is it 7?
Yes.
Yep.
You just knew that was going to come up.
Yeah.
Did somebody give you advice beforehand? Just say 7 every time.
7 for everything.
After Chino shoots Tony, the Jets and the Sharks band together to heal his bullet wound with the power of finger snapping, high kicks, and jazz hands. Sam.
West Side Story.
Yes.
Good job.
This is your last clue. After Jack and Rose plunge into the Atlantic, Rose moves over a few inches on her wooden panel. And makes room for Jack. Back on land, they get married, supported by Jack's burgeoning nude portrait business. Jay.
Titanic.
I'm sorry, that is incorrect. Yes, of course, that is right. All right, Mary Tobler, Puzzle Guru, how did our contestants do?
That was a close game. Congratulations, Sam, you're the winner, and we'll see you in our final round.
Thank you so much, Eliza, and we'll see you coming up for your own challenge. How about a hand for Eliza Koo? Coming up, we'll see if Eliza has learned anything about playing a lawyer on TV. So stay tuned. This is Ask Me Another from NPR.